We ate lunch almost without talking, and then settled down into an afternoon of conversation. The waiter brought us a pot of tea. Sarah poured herself and me a cup, and then I began. "Tell me," I said, "now that you have a better feeling for what your business can do for you, why don't you try to describe it to me? Why don't you begin to describe your strategic objective?" "Okay," she began. "I've given some thought to this." She smiled almost bashfully. I was thinking to myself as she finished collecting her thoughts that I've seen that smile dozens, if not hundreds of times before when owners of a business begin to imagine their company as something bigger than they ever dared to imagine before, and as they tell it to me or to someone else. It's as though they're embarrassed to be seen imagining something bigger than they are, as though they're overreaching, being presumptuous. I suspect they must have experienced something similar when they were children, telling their parents or their teachers about a fanciful idea they had, and feeling the disappointment and shame that comes from being told that you're being unrealistic, that you're dreaming, hearing them say, "You can't do that," and finding themselves alone as children with their dreams that they dared not share again. How, without even realizing it, our parents and our teachers take our spirit away. But like I knew she would, Sarah continued without embarrassment now, fully taken by the picture she was describing. This was her business. This was her idea. And she could see it as clearly as anything. She said, "I see my business about 7 years from now. There are 4 locations, the one I have now and 3 more." She named the 3 communities adjoining hers. "The name of the business is the same. There's no need to change that. The business is all about pies, all about the experience of pies my aunt gave to me. It's that experience I wish to give to other people. Not only my customers, but the people I hire. I want everyone to know, somehow, that All About Pies is a metaphor for something much finer. I see the shops producing annual sales of $450,000 each for a total of $1,800,000 a year. I'm not totally certain what the net profit will be, but I've decided that it should be about 15% or $67,500 for each shop for a total of $270,000 for the 4. I feel that's a reasonable profit to shoot for, even though today I'm only producing about 11% after my income, I mean. That means if I sell the business in 7 years, given a realistic price-earnings ratio, I think it's called, I should be able to sell the business for more than $1 million. $1 million in 7 years. That's my dream," she said to me, smiling, as though she could already see the money in the bank. "Because first, I won't ever need any more money than that to do everything I have ever wanted. And second, because it's really a great round number to shoot for. It sort of makes everything I need to do really concrete." Sarah continued, "Before I can open my second shop, I realize I've got to get this one operating without me. And so one of the first things I'm going to do, and I've already begun to do this since we met last week, is to document all of the things I really know how to do today. For example, I know how to bake a great pie, and I know that I can document how I do that, so that's one of the first places I'm going to begin. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me tell you what my business will look like when it's done, so you can really get a feel of it. My aunt used to say that one of the problems we have in our lives is that we don't express our caring deeply or often enough. She used to say that when we were in the kitchen cutting the apples or something like that. She'd say, when we cut apples, we're doing something important. And God is giving us something important, not only the apple, which is important enough, but the kitchen and the knife and the company we're giving each other. So when we cut the apples, we need to remember that and hold them just right and slice into them with just the appropriate force, not too much, not too little. She would say, "Hold my hand while I cut the apple. Do you feel what I mean? Not too much and not too little. Too much and you're taken away by the task. Too little and the apple doesn't get cut. Anyway, in my business I want to express not too much and not too little. I want the business to be an expression of our caring deeply and often enough. I want the business all about pies to be all about caring, not about pies. And if the business is all about caring, then everything we do in the business, everything the business looks, acts, and feels like," she said to me with a smile, remembering the story I had shared with her about Tom Watson, "then everything the business is will be a reflection of that, a reflection of caring. Caring will be the true product of my business, not pies." So I see All About Pies as a model for everyone who comes into contact with it. And what's so exciting about that is, I know I can do it. My aunt taught me how. I know what it means to care enough about the kitchen to scrub it down until it gleams. I know what it means to care enough about the knives to sharpen them until they're razor keen. I know what it means to select the finest fruit, to spend time smelling it, holding it, looking at it, to know exactly when it's ready. To make absolutely certain of that, my aunt planted her own garden, her own trees. And we would see that only the best of organic fertilizers were used. And so I know that All About Pies needs to grow its own fruit in its own gardens. And that's something I just realized this week. So I now feel certain that in order for All About Pies to become what I can imagine it to become, it won't be enough for my employees to just work in the shop. They need to learn everything just as I did when I was a girl working with my aunt. All About Pies will be to them what my aunt was to me. And I know I can do that, she said to me, again, passionately. It's as real to me now as my aunt was to me then. So each shop will produce pies with fruit from a central organic garden, which means I'm going to have to find one to buy, or land that I'm going to have to plant centrally located between the shops so that each has the access it needs. What it also means is that the shops are only going to bake pies from fruit that's in season here, when it's in season. That's all my aunt ever did. I'm not going to use fruit from any place other than my own gardens, and that is going to be something unique about All About Pies that differentiates it from every other bakery or small pie shop, truly homegrown, with homegrown gentle care. But what's also exciting to me, Sarah continued, is that I realize that I've already done a lot of what I'm describing in my current shop. The floors are the best oak. The ovens are the best you can buy. The display cases are absolutely gorgeous. My aunt would have loved my place. And that's what I also realized while I was thinking about all of this, that if I'm ever in question about whether I'm doing it right or not, all I have to ask myself is, what would my aunt think? And I'll know the answer. Can you see it? She asked me honestly. Am I giving you a taste of what my strategic objective is? Am I being clear enough? Sarah, I smiled, you leave me speechless. Then what's next? She asked as she poured each of us a fresh cup of tea.